Episode 3159, Rise Above the Grudge.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to the beginning of your week. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. I want you to wear a smile today. Oh, yes, you deserve it. It looks good on you, so wear it well. And no matter what happens today, or even tomorrow, or the next day, rise above the grudge. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, do you hold on to things that cause you hurt and heartache? I mean, think about it. As life's journey twists and turns, there is no reason to be trapped in the burn. Rise above the grudge. Because you know along the way, right, you're going to encounter people who betray you, who hurt you and let you down. It's just going to happen. But what truly matters is how you choose to respond to the moments of that pain, to the moments of that hurt. So are you one who allows them to consume you and hinder your progress? Or do you let go of it, freeing yourself to pursue your goals and dreams? Do you let go of it so you can move on with your day? Are you one who just is like, it just ruins a day? Now, I'm not saying it doesn't ruin the moment. There is a difference. So think back when you were a kid. You didn't get your way. Mom told you no, whatever it was. And all of a sudden now, worst day ever. And the whole day was downhill. You even went to bed mad. Right? You were upset. Things didn't go your way. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Where it becomes your through line in your everyday. And then what happens is it begins to build within you. And you create this cavity in your heart. And the next thing you know, something else happens. And you don't know how to let that go. And so it begins to eat away more. So you begin to have these holes. And you wonder, why can I not feel fulfilled? Because, you're quite holy in the wrong way. Holding on to a grudge is like carrying a heavy burden on your shoulders. It weighs you down, draining you of the energy and preventing you from moving forward. So instead of focusing on what truly matters, your own growth and happiness, you become obsessed with the thoughts and actions of those who have wronged you. Now, I get it. There are sometimes, we got to go back and we got to think about it and we learn from it. But when you constantly replay those hurtful moments over and over and over in your mind, what do you think happens? You allow them to become the center of your attention. They become your focus. But what do you gain from holding on to it? What do you gain from this big, huge cavity, this hole in your heart that gets bigger and bigger and bigger and turns into what? Bitterness. The truth is, nothing positive can come from harboring grudges. Nothing. It only perpetuates a cycle of negativity, trapping you in a web of resentment. And in the process, you lose sight of your own potential and what you can achieve. Go back to yesterday's episode, 3158, Don't Lose Sight. And if you're not going to lose sight, that means you have to rise above the grudge. And letting go of a grudge doesn't mean you forget what happened or that you condone the behavior. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that you choose not to let it define you. You recognize that your energy is better spent on things that uplift you and bring you joy. And by releasing the grudge, you get to create a space for healing, for that personal growth and development, and the pursuit, of your dreams. You get to go after your goals. You don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to feel weighed down. You're not a donkey. You're not supposed to carry everything in the world. Imagine a life free from the weight of resentment, a life where you're no longer tethered to the past, but instead fully present in the possibilities of the future. My good friend Dan Miller, New York Times bestselling author, he always says, what does this make possible? When something happens, there was a hurricane that came through literally And he was like, what does this make possible? Well, I guess we get to, you know, redo some things. We get to repaint. We didn't like that tile anyway, so let's change that. When you are looking at what is happening in your world and somebody has done something to you, is that what you want to remember? Or do you want to remember the memories and the opportunities that you're grabbing hold of? What you're chasing after? This, my friend, is the power of forgiveness and the key to unlocking your true potential. So let go of the grudge that holds you back. Forgive those who have wronged you, not because they deserve it, but because you deserve peace and freedom. Now, as a believer, we're supposed to forgive. Right? That's what God wants us to do. Is it easy? Nope, it's not. So you may not think in the moment, because your earthly logic is, well, they don't deserve it, and blah, 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 right? You know, you're talking under your breath. We all do it. Be real. But you deserve some peace and freedom. Embrace the life that awaits you beyond the confines of bitterness and negativity. So I wrote something special for you. I just want you to listen. If you're driving, be safe. Don't close your eyes. But if you can, pause for a moment in what you're doing. Turn off your water. If you're doing the dishes, right? Let the laundry stop for just a minute. You don't keep needing to, you know, treat those stains of the kiddos that were playing outside because it was such a beautiful weekend. Just pause for a moment. You can spray and wash later. And no, they are not a sponsor of this episode, but maybe they should be. I have enough kids. I could use some spray and wash. All right, here we go. In the depths of darkness, a grudge may reside, but within our hearts, it need not confide. For we are warriors strong and brave, choosing to let go, to forgive and pave. The path to greatness lies beyond the pain, where dreams are waiting, eager to reign. With every step we take, we rise above, leaving behind the grudge, embracing love. No longer tethered to the burdens of old, we soar and flourish, our spirit bold. For in forgiveness freedom is found, and our dreams once lost are now unbound. So let go, dear soul, release the grudge, embrace the journey, let love be the judge. For in the pursuit of dreams, our truth we find, and to heights unreachable, our spirits aligned. Go in peace, my friend, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.